Good evening, everyone. Please don't turn it off. Keep watching. We are the Silver Screen Scoundrels, and we thank you for joining us for another episode where we talk about everybody's favorite pastime, the movies. We are your hosts. I'm Colonel Bob.
And I'm Ian. We're here today to talk about something real special around this time of year. Our favorite time of year, Halloween. Our favorite Halloween.
I had to do it different this time.
Which, if you're not sure as to why we're talking about Halloween, or if we were talking about Halloween, Bob Spooky Boy should have gave it away at the beginning of the show. However, we are not alone tonight. We are joined by guest Derek. Hoskins. Derek, how are you? Please help.
I got nothing. I tried to help before we started rolling, and I got mercilessly mocked. So
he tried to help.
I tried to help.
So I thought
said he was going to make it better.
If you say please
don't turn it.
Please keep watching. It's actually pretty fun.
Please, Reggie. Please, one more time.
Tell us the name of that
movie. I'm excited to be here.
In the comments below.
Guess that movie. So, Derek, God. I'm glad you're glad to be here. We're glad to have you here. We're talking about...
Apparently you're glad.
I'm very glad.
We're going to talk about something real special. We're going to not only talk about Halloween as a season, we're going to talk about Halloween as a franchise.
One of the greatest, if not the greatest.
Now, a few weeks ago, I think. Yes, a few weeks ago, we talked about our favorite Friday the 13th movie. Now, I know what you're thinking, but Ian, Bob, why would you have talked about that 2 weeks ago when Friday the 13th is coming up here soon? That's none of your damn business. We do what we want on the show.
Yeah.
And we're terrible at scheduling. Now, with that being
obviously
said,
they do whatever they want on this show. I'm just the guest.
That's know your place. So we're going to discuss our favorite Halloween franchise movie. Now, I don't know if we're going to discuss our least favorite one, but we probably will. So, to kick it off, Derek, you're our guest. Do you want to reveal to us your favorite Halloween movie? No, wait. Do your least favorite first.
Least favorite first is
Least favorite
first is Halloween 2 by Rob Zombie.
I don't even consider those in the franchise. That's fair.
I think that I do not like Rob Zombie as a filmmaker. I don't think that he is a good filmmaker in any way, shape, or form. I have not enjoyed a single movie he's made. I think that his
hasn't watched The Munsters.
You know, I was scrolling through the other Netflix the other day, and I saw The Munsters in their like scary movie section, and I laughed out loud that was in there. But anyway, no, I have not watched it because Rob Zombie's a terrible filmmaker, and his whole job is just to show the world how hot he thinks his wife is, which kudos to him. Good job. You've got a very attractive wife and she likes to act in your movies. That's fine. But I think his take on Michael Myers, everything that he decided to do with Dr. Loomis, I hated all of it. The only thing that I liked about the first remake that he did was that Tyler Mane is a great Michael Myers. He was really physically imposing. He looked good. But other than that, I hated, like, to my core, Halloween 2. I watched it one time. I will never see it again. Even the crappy ones that they did with the Curse of Thorn and all that, and Paul Rudd in his first movie, I'll watch those for the fun factor. Halloween 2 is terrible. And it only barely beats out Halloween Ends.
Really? Darn.
Just barely, because I hated Halloween Ends. Go watch our review of Halloween Ends. God, that movie was terrible.
Okay.
In my opinion, if you liked it, I'm so glad you liked it. Enjoy it.
I didn't say your top five of worst ones, Derek. I said pick one.
I'm sorry. There are a couple that are like neck and neck. There are three.
And you're going to have some duds in franchises that have lasted this long. I 100% agree. You're going to have more than one, usually. Especially horror franchises.
Yeah.
I probably, sorry, I had a burp stuck in my throat and my chest. Bob?
Yes.
when you wake up from your nap, do you want to give us your least favorite Halloween movie?
I 100% agree with Derek, but for different reasons. I don't hate Rob Zombie.
I didn't say I hated the man. I hated his filmmaking. Make that very clear.
Okay.
With my pink cup.
I am not a big fan of his movies, but I do think he accomplishes what he sets out to do in his movies. So in that
mega shit movie, he accomplishes that.
the whole reason he started it, because he thought that he started to make horror movies because he thought that horror movies were getting too soft. So he made it more violent and more aggressive.
I think that's his problem. He focused too much on the gore and not enough on the story.
Agreed. Yeah. But as you guys know, Jason is my favorite slasher movies. Friday 13th is my favorite. But every killer has their own persona. And Jason has mommy issues. Not Michael. Mm-hmm. And it was so stupid that Rob Zombie tried to humanize Michael. Michael is scary because he's the embodiment of evil. Making him have mommy issues was so dumb. So dumb. And I would rather watch Halloween 3. I would rather watch Curse than to watch Halloween 2 Rob Zombie again.
I think you need to watch a tome when it comes to Season of the Witch. You don't know what my favorite pick is going to be yet. That's 3, by the way, for anybody confused.
I can agree. I can get on board with the whole Halloween 2 thing by Rob Zombie. I want this to be known. I'm also not an avid Rob Zombie movie watcher. I don't think he's a good filmmaker either, but that's not to say he hasn't made anything enjoyable. I don't hate The Devil's Rejects. I actually don't mind that movie. I don't know if I enjoy it because of how much I hated House of 1,000 Corpses. I loathe that movie.
Yeah,
and I thought it was much better than that. So I don't know if I actually think it's a good movie or if I just enjoy it more than that dog shit of a first one. The first Halloween movie I didn't think it was awful. I thought it was decent. I thought it was decently done. I do have some issues with him going toward the direction that Bob said of humanizing Michael, but it wasn't nearly as bad as the first one. The second one was really bad at humanizing. Now, do I like second one? Do I like second one? No. I hate it. Is that going to be my pick? No. No, that's not fair that we just shit on Rob Zombie the whole time. I mean, it is fair because he doesn't make great movies. I didn't even attempt to watch The Munsters because it looked painfully bad.
When a studio makes a movie,
why'd you let us do that?
When a studio makes a movie directly for streaming and they have their own streaming platform and decide to license it out to a competitor, that tells you all you need to know about it.
My actual pick would be number 3, Season of the Witch. However, I don't think that's fair because it was kind of a standalone movie and a franchise it didn't belong in. I've been told if I tried to watch that without keeping in mind that it's in the Halloween franchise, I'd enjoy it more. I would strongly disagree with that, but I will try it. Haven't done that yet. Now, my actual pick is going to be 6. The 6 Paul is so bad. Now, I like Paul Rudd. I thought he was good in it. He did great in a dog shit movie. The Mask was stupid. Just his old persona was stupid. I don't hate The Curse of the Thorn. I do not hate the Curse of the Thorn idea at all. However, I think they took an idea that could have been cool, and they're like, how do we make this fucking stupid? And they succeeded.
I was saying that they did succeed in making Michael it incredibly Myers stupid.
Being the embodiment of evil, because he's a human being that can't be bargained with, can't be reasoned with, doesn't really get human emotion, just kind of does that head cock to the side like, Why are you screaming? I just want to stab your eyelids. Yeah. Why are you screaming? So I like the concept of bringing in the Curse of the Thorn. I'm okay with that. If you're going to continue to do the franchise with all these movies, I say should have ended after 2, but if you're going to do it, Curse of the Thorn, don't hate it. Now, my point, why did they have to make this man impregnate his own niece?
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah, that was just icky. And Michael's already kind of an icky kind of character.
Whatsoever is gonna walk into the room and just be like taking off his little jumpsuit there, his little button-up suit. Do you think he left the mask on? Do you think he kisses as a foreplay? I would imagine not. You don't want that thing rubbing on you.
Oh, I've got.
And not to mention the fact that I don't even know how old the girl was.
You just put an image in my head of a completely naked Michael Myers, mask on.
They push her in the candles. Room. He's laying on the bed. Just
that he's got that Burt Reynolds. Like, yes. pose. Oh my gosh. Ladies.
And they push her toward the bed. She's like, please. And he just, shh. But nothing comes out of his mouth. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, that movie.
Fucking weird.
That movie.
And yes, I am the type of, for those of you listening to this and thinking, Ian, you're digging a little too deep into that. No, sir. Or ma'am. I don't think you're digging deep enough.
Yeah.
I imagine a scenario where, okay, Michael got his niece pregnant. Oh, that's fucked up. I wonder how this is going to turn out. And I'm like, no, wait a minute. Rewind, go back. How did that whole thing play out? Did they let her know, like, hey, here's the deal. He's going to take you to dinner first. Okay.
Yeah.
Not, he may be crazy, but he's not a monster. So I hate, loathe, hate the idea. I can't even remember the rest of the movie because of, yeah. I'm just so stuck on that. But I do remember thinking that the kills weren't as cool and the story wasn't as good.
And the mask was terrible. Like
the mask was terrible. Paul Rudd was carrying that movie and nobody even knew who the fuck Paul Rudd was. And I think at the time, Paul Rudd didn't know who Paul Rudd was.
I think you're right.
Paul Rudd, the man. Who is Paul Rudd?
Really? But I would still, as much as I agree with everything you said, I'd still watch it over Halloween Ends or Rob Zombie's Halloween 2.
I would too, sadly.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bob. I'm sorry. I ranted. I do that.
That's okay. Go ahead with what? Those are our picks for our least favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So now do we want to get into our favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to go first?
Derek, you kicked off.
I'll go first. This was actually kind of hard for me to decide because Halloween, Michael Myers, much like Jason is Bob's favorite slasher, like monster villain guy. Michael Myers is mine. I think that he's the scariest of all of them because he is so unstoppable. You know, Jason, just don't go to Crystal Lake.
Stay off his land.
Freddy, don't go to Elm Street. Michael, I mean, yeah, it's technically all in one town in Illinois, but I feel like there's no, like, it's just anyone. He doesn't have, like, it's not all teenagers. It's not all camp counselors. It's anybody who happens to be in the area that he's walking through at that moment. And so I think it's
whoever gets in his way.
I don't agree with that at all. If you watch Halloween, if you think about like Halloween 2018, he literally goes in and out of, he weaves in and out of houses to kill people.
Yeah, that's 2018, though.
Well, that's the thing.
If you think about the franchise before 2018, Michael does one thing in every movie, just one thing, is he goes after his relative. That's the only thing he does. That's his purpose in all the movies, mm-hmm. except for Resurrection. I don't think there's a relative in that. But
no, I don't think so either.
And all the other ones, he's going after a relative, and he just kills whoever gets in his way. And he's a dick, and he always kills a dog. And
he got hungry, Bob. Loomis said he was hungry.
He doesn't care to kill little kids.
He doesn't. That's one of the reasons why I think he's scarier than the others, because he doesn't have a
Jason,
problem.
Jason, one, he won't kill a dog. And he never killed a dog. And two, he doesn't kill kids, because that's what was taken away from him.
Jason?
Kids. Yeah.
Jason attempted to kill a child.
He did try and kill Tommy.
Oh yeah.
He did try. He was gonna kill Tommy if Tommy's sister hadn't stopped him. He jumped through that window at Tommy.
Yeah, but was he going after Tommy or was he going after his sister?
He jumped in and grabbed him in a headlock with a machete up. He was going after Tommy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Tommy, I want your sister.
Yeah, I can give you that. I guess he did try to kill Tommy, but that's the only kid. But anyway,
Michael didn't kill the baby when, you know, again back in 2018 in the remake.
Well, or the that is prequel. True. That's strange, but he did kill that.
He killed like a 12-year-old kid at the beginning with the voice of a like 90-year-old smoker, but he didn't kill the baby. So anyway, long-winded story.
I need to say something. Bob, you said it earlier at work. Derek, you said it today when we started this episode. Paul Rudd's first movie. Not true.
No?
That wasn't
was his first movie.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But it says introducing Paul Rudd.
And I understand that, but it's not true. Paul Rudd was in Clueless. And that came out in July. I fact-checked myself because when I was at work, I even said, I looked at Corey Hoagland and I said, wasn't he in Clueless?
He was in Clueless.
I was like, well, didn't that come out first? So I fact-checked and Clueless came out in July of 95 and Halloween didn't come out until September of 95. It doesn't matter which one he filmed first. It doesn't matter which one he filmed first.
Which one did he film first?
Was
his name different in Clueless, and did he not become Paul Rudd until Halloween? Because
Pauline Rudd, or
that happened with Jim Carrey. He was James Carrey at the start of his career.
Yeah, but what else could he be besides Paul?
Paul Steven Rudd. Go by the
Paul Steven Rudd.
Yeah,
Paul maybe. Steven Rudd. I don't know.
I don't know, but maybe that's why he said that. I don't know. But anyway,
either way, Paul Rudd early movie. How about that? One of his earliest films.
Okay, favorite, Derek.
So my favorite one, I wanted to go with the cop-out answer of Halloween, just John Carpenter's Halloween. I think it's one of the greatest horror movies of all time. I don't necessarily think
that'd be a cop-out, because
But because that is a classic, it was already a classic by the time that I was born. Everybody, you know, horror movies fans loved it. So for this list, I'm gonna put that one aside as that's a Mount Rushmore horror movie. So I'm looking at the rest of the series. And so 2018 Halloween is my favorite of the entire franchise. Damn it, I loved that movie so much. They did a great job of making that a sequel to the original. They pulled in everything. Jamie Lee Curtis was fantastic in it. Michael looked great. The kills were excellent. It was scary again. You know, that's one of the reasons why I loved that. And I didn't like the two sequels to that is because they went back to him being a guy. He was a man in that movie. He was a man again. And then by the time we get to Halloween Ends, he literally just, he stares into somebody's eyes and turns them into a serial killer. God, Halloween Ends is so bad, but 2018 Halloween, that's my favorite of the franchise. If I take the original out of the equation, because to me, those two movies are the best of the series. Sorry, Bob. I take yours.
Yeah, you did. You did. My another one. I really enjoy five. I really enjoy four. The Michael Returns.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that one because I think Danielle Harris is an amazing young actress, and she.
That was one of her first movies. That was like her first big movie. Yeah,
she was in one of my favorite Bruce Willis movies, and I really like her as an actress. So I like four, but 2018, I just flat out loved.
Mm-hmm.
I just flat out loved. It's got to be the best in my opinion, just because, the one shot, the like 5 minute one shot of him just wreaking havoc in the town, mm-hmm. I think is the most terrifying and the most cringy, shot in the entire franchise. I thought it was perfect. I don't hate Halloween Ends as much as you guys do. But 2018, I think if they wouldn't have done the other two, it would have ended perfectly.
It should have been the end of the franchise.
Perfect movie. But again, I didn't hate the trilogy. So yeah, 2018 is my favorite. Closely followed by number four.
I do like four. Four is a fun one. Mm-hmm. I'm really curious. Does that leave
little old me?
I'm really curious to think what you have because it could be any of them except for the ones we talked about how much you hated it.
So, except for six. Funny story. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to do it. My pick, number one, OG Halloween. Favorite horror movie of all time. It's in my top three. I'm a huge fan of Conjuring. The first Conjuring is one of my favorite scary movies of all time. This is one of my favorite slashers of all time. Love the original Halloween. I may be a cliche answer, but I don't care. It set the tone. I thought it really opened the door for slasher movies. I know it wasn't the first one, but I still feel like it was the one that opened the door because it was so much more than a horror slasher movie.
Yeah.
John Carpenter, his ability to build suspense, and I say this about James Wan, and I've said this about a few people, his ability to build suspense through music. There are scenes in that movie where, you know, Michael is just, he's driving by on the street. Mm-hmm. You see him drive by and you can see the mask. You can see him driving by. He just gives you a little glimpse as he drives by. Mm-hmm. And there's this, that little piano tone, that ting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ting.
Yeah.
Ting. I was like, wow, that's really fucking cool. So there's that. I don't want to gush too much over the whole movie, just point out everything I like about the movie, but just the way he set up him just being in the backyard, and then you look away, look back, he's gone. He's standing behind the bushes, and he doesn't just disappear. He even slowly turns to walk away, and she goes up, and then he is gone. Just thought that was so cool. Each shot in that movie is just so brilliantly done. A lot of people think he dropped the ball on part two. I like part two. It's not as good as part one, and he even says that, and he explains as to why part two isn't nearly as good, and I don't think that's 100% on him. I think that had a lot to do with the studio, and I don't think that that's how he originally wanted to do the movie. Actually, I know that's not how he really wanted to do it. So with that being said, number one is my pick. However, I agree with you guys, a close second. Halloween 2018 is so well done, it blows my mind how ends and kills are so awful, in my opinion.
Agreed.
There's
only one shot in all of Halloween 2018 that I don't like. There's one shot. And even the scene, I don't mind. But the one shot was all of us, when we were watching it, all had the same reaction of, they better not do this. When Michael gets hit by the car and the crazy doctor pops up with his mask on in front of the vehicle. Yeah, and that was the only time for a second I was like, oh God, I don't know what they're going to do. And they didn't go that way. And it was amazing.
And he looked awful. He looked like a, he small looked like man a little with kid, an oversized mask on.
He looked like a little kid with his dad's mask on.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I agree. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
The Bob, original, yes.
Derek, sorry. The original. I agree. It is, and the only reason I didn't pick it is just because it felt like the obvious answer, which I'm not saying anything about you picking it. You're right.
You're fine. I don't mind being a basic bitch.
No, it's not basic. It is. It's my favorite horror movie. Like, hands down. I think it's fantastic. And you're right about all the music. The shot of him standing beside the hedgerow and then just going by. It's that and the sheets, those two scenes. And her looking through the slats of the closet. That whole scene, I was on, oh my God, on the edge of my seat.
It is
very that movie well. Is so good. So yes. Good.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, 18 was so well done. That's what I'm saying. Bob, were you upset that I trashed the other two?
What of the trilogy, the new trilogy?
Kills and Ends.
No, Derek's trashing them too.
Evil Dies Tonight.
But when I said that, you had a reaction. You were like,
I understand that people not liking it. I thought they were interesting. I thought it was a different take on Michael other than the hospital scene, which really in Halloween Kills, people hated that. But I think it was just trying to show the craziness of mob mentality. I think there was a little too much symbolism in the last two, but I did enjoy them. I didn't hate them like you guys did.
To Ian's point, Halloween 2 is great. I don't understand the hate that it gets, and I don't understand why John Carpenter takes so much of the blame for that, because you're right, he didn't want to do that. He wanted this franchise to be an anthology. Michael Myers' story was over after one, in his opinion. That's why he actually has come out many times talking about how much he really enjoys Season of the Witch, because they were doing exactly what he wanted to do. Halloween was not supposed to be a Michael Myers franchise.
Yeah.
So I will go to bat for Season of the Witch. Is it a good movie? No, but they tried something new and it's entertaining, and I will watch it every time that it is on TV. I won't seek it out, but I will watch it if I'm scrolling through channels and it's on. Except
I disagree on it.
That stupid jingle.
I need to try it again, man. I need to try it again. It's been a while since I've given it a chance because I remember I've said this on Horror, you know. I remember growing up and AMC always had the Halloween movie marathons, which it's hard to watch on there because they cut them to pieces, but no pun intended. But it's fun to be able to like watch them because, you know, I had HBO and Showtime and stuff growing up, and they would do them on there too. So, you know, you got to tell the difference. And I love watching a cut movie for TV and then going back and watching the original version and seeing how bad not only the cuts are of some of the scenes, but the dialogue that they dubs. Choose instead of like my cursing.
Gosh. Yeah. See what happens, Larry? Big Lebowski. See what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps. That is not what John Goodman is saying in that scene.
Yeah. So it's just it's stuff like that that I think is really funny. But Halloween is my go-to. That's my go-to franchise as well. I've got nothing against Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street, but Halloween will always be my go-to. There are definitely some duds in there, but I do enjoy like going through and watching and having a little marathon. I'm not a big fan of kills or ends, obviously, as I keep saying, but no. I've watched them once a piece. I was going to say I could at least go back and try to watch them again. I don't know if I could.
Can you guys think of a franchise that doesn't have a dud?
Horror?
Not a horror franchise.
Any franchise that doesn't have a dud.
I call me crazy, man. Back to the Future. Three's not great, but I don't think it's a dud, man.
No, I wouldn't call three a dud.
I think it's
a thank you. Trailer. Okay, well, that was easier than I thought.
That might be the only one because every franchise that I'm thinking of, even the MCU, even though I enjoy all the MCU movies, there are certainly ones that did not work for a lot of people.
Oh yeah,
Star Wars the same way. You know,
I think it's kind of a matter of a matter of opinion.
Got a couple.
I don't think any of the personal opinion. I don't think any of the Lethal Weapon movies are duds. I think, you know, four is not great, but I enjoy 3 and 4.
I actually that's would watch 4 over 2.
I can give you that too. Yeah.
I'm 2 for 2 right now.
Yeah Lethal Weapon.
What about the? No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to ruin it.
Of right now, I've enjoyed all the John Wicks as well. I don't think
I haven't watched them
out
all.
Of the 4 of them.
Yeah, I'm behind on John Wick.
I was going to say, no, you know what? I'm going to go out. I'm going to say Conjuring.
Don't you say Conjuring. You know the Devil Made Me Do It was terrible.
But the third one,
you know that third one was so bad.
It was so bad.
But we're comparing it to the first two, though.
No, I'm comparing it to any movie. That third movie was awful.
That's because that director hasn't done anything good, in my opinion. The Curse of La Llorona was okay at best. The Nun.
Yeah, if you're taking in all of the Conjuring franchise, including Annabelle, The Nun, Curse of La Llorona, Conjuring 1 and 2 are the only good movies, in my opinion.
Agreed.
Of that entire franchise. Like, I don't care about the Annabelle.
I haven't watched The Nun or The New Nun.
I haven't watched the second Nun. The first Nun
They're not good. And I've the second one's a little bit better than the first one, but the first one's so bad to me that the second one had nowhere to go but up. But, Annabelle Creation is actually really good. I don't know if you guys have seen that one. A lot of people hated it.
It's better Annabelle, than the first one.
But Creation was pretty good. And Comes Home was okay. Comes Home was decent.
Yeah.
I like the first Annabelle. I don't love it by any means. I'm not just like, you got to
another
watch Annabelle.
Another franchise, if you'll count it, the Cornetto Trilogy. I don't think there's a bad one in that.
Agreed there, too. I didn't even think about that.
The Cornetto Trilogy with Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah,
Hot Fuzz and World's End.
Because technically, that is a franchise.
Yeah, so there are a handful, but but also, if you notice, we're looking at franchises with 3 or 4 movies that don't have a dud. Once you get into longer franchises,
that's true.
It gets a lot harder.
John Wick is 4. Lethal Weapon is 4.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I said 3 or 4. Once you get past 4, that's where it seems to start to have a hard time. Because if you look at all of the slashers, they get past
Die Hard had a dud in the trilogy because 2 is the least respected.
Well, they had 2 duds if you count 4.
Oh, I don't.
Or not 4, 5 if you count 5.
4 is awesome.
No, 4 was great. No, if a good day to Die Hard. That's a good question. That's a fun question. I don't know if there's another.
I just thought of it.
I don't think that there's a horror franchise, a long-running horror franchise, that doesn't have a dud.
Yeah, there's not.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Even I love Nightmare Freddy Krueger. They've got there terrible. Are a couple of. Oh, I disagree on part two. There are some terrible.
Part two is terrible.
Part two is an entertaining ride. They tried to do something different. There was a lot of weird leather daddy stuff going on in that movie, and a lot of tidy whities. But Freddy was scary in that movie. I will not call two a dud.
What would you call a dud in the Nightmare?
Anything after three until New Nightmare.
Really? I didn't mind Dream Warriors.
Or was Dream Warriors? Dream Warriors was three.
Oh, wait. And then
Dream Master, Dream Child were both terrible.
Do you guys consider Scream to have any duds?
Yes.
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 Three.
Yes. Three, four, five. I didn't watch six because four and five were terrible.
Oh, I forgot, Derek.
Five, I hated. I hated five.
Yeah, one and two, I didn't mind. I loved one, two, I didn't mind.
I thought you hated four, Bob.
No, I loved four. I thought four was great.
Was it Derek that didn't like four?
I hated four. I hated four.
I knew somebody
didn't. Because I remember I watched it because I was behind because I didn't love three.
Yeah.
And so when I think six came out, not this most recent one, the most recent one was seven. But when six came out, I went and. Yeah. Right. Because they had the VII in the Scream logo, I think. Either way, four and five, I watched back to back because I was trying to get to watch six. And I remember you guys talking about how you enjoyed four, and I was so disappointed in four.
I love four.
We need to be careful. We're going through all of these franchises that we may want to hit in the month going forward.
That's true. We need to stop that. I didn't even think about that. But we can't do Conjuring because I haven't seen a good.
Yeah, there's a big portion of them you haven't seen.
Now, next week, we will be talking about another franchise.
Oh, God.
That is true.
Which is a terrible franchise.
Really? You don't like any of them?
I haven't liked a single movie. Well, okay. I can't say I haven't.
I don't like the original Exorcist.
The original Exorcist has a place as a popular movie. It's popular for a reason. It's very well done. It's well acted. The story is well told. I don't think it's a scary movie. I never understood why it was... I never understood why it was touted as such a terrifying movie. I disagree with that completely. Even when I watched it as a child, it did not frighten me even a little bit. So I never understood it. And all the sequels were terrible. And the prequels
were terrible. I disagree with you. I don't think three's terrible.
Yeah.
I'll give you two. And then the prequel, I used to like the prequel. And I was like, I don't understand why people shit on this. I watched it recently. I was like, oh, God, this is awful.
Yeah,
I understand now.
I got this you. Is, but what, is, really what is this one called? This is Exorcist
Believer.
Believer. Okay, so yeah, we'll actually have a new movie to talk about in a franchise that I don't care for. So hopefully, fingers crossed.
I'll be able to watch it.
Not much of a franchise, but there are two of them. I don't know if that really counts, but I like them both. 28 Days and 28 Weeks Later.
Both great.
I like them both.
Yeah.
28 Days, one of the best zombie movies ever made.
Yeah, really good.
Very good.
Yeah.
It maybe used to creep me the fuck out, but I couldn't stop watching it.
Oh, yeah. Especially the turn it takes towards the end.
The one scene at the end is what gets me every time, and I can't watch it just because of that one scene. You know what scene I'm talking about?
I'm going to guess with Christopher Eccleston and the two girls.
Well, that's rough. But after that, when Murphy digs in his eyeballs.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, I can't.
Yeah, pretty much from the moment. And again, we're getting off on a tangent. But from the moment that they get to the military installation until they get out,
it takes a huge turn.
Like everything before that is dystopian and sad and. And Brendan Gleeson's death in that is heartbreaking.
Oh,
and
God.
Everything about it was, especially, I mean, it was freaking.
I can't
luck.
Live that
he
again.
He just looks up and gets blood up in his eye.
Which, how many times have you looked up and had a raindrop hit you in the eyeball? So that's very relatable.
It is. But yeah, from the moment that they meet Christopher Eccleston's character until until they get out of that situation, I was on the edge of my seat and just going, oh my God, this is so much worse than zombies.
Well, you find the military and you think, oh, the things are going to start to look up. They don't.
Not if you have a vagina.
No, that's very true.
All right.
Don't have a vagina in the apocalypse. That's what we're trying to teach you here, people.
Yeah.
Sew that shit up.
On that note, Bob, you want to take us out?
Well, I guess that's all for us. I did have another question, but I think it'll get us on another tangent. So I'll wait.
No, then. Now I have to know.
Now we got to know. You can't end it like that.
Can you? What is your opinion in the worst horror movie?
Worst horror movie I've ever seen?
Okay, the one you hated the most. I think I know Derek's.
Gosh, now you get. This is something I needed to prep for. In the moment.
I have one right off the bat.
Well, you're going to have to go with yours. You've been thinking about it. Give us time to think.
Cabin Fever. I hated.
I remember how much you hated Cabin Fever.
Yeah, the original. I didn't know there was another one. And there's another one. Then
there's two.
They did a couple of sequels of it.
They did a sequel, and then they did like a redo.
I didn't.
There's a reason you haven't seen them. Anything that Eli Roth does is dog shit.
Yeah,
changed my mind.
I've
take that back. Something. I didn't hate the first Hostel, but it's not enjoyable.
Really, the only thing. But to be fair, I haven't watched his other ones. I didn't. Good. Watch
them. You're not missing out.
Good.
wasn't
Cabin Fever? That was Eli Roth, wasn't it?
Was it really? If it was, sure. Then fuck Eli Roth.
I thought J.J. Abrams produced it.
No, he didn't.
I think he might have.
He wouldn't have done such a thing.
Because I know Bob loves J.J. Abrams. I'm going to look it up while we're thinking. Ian, what do you got?
Troll 2.
Ha! Nilbog means goblin.
Troll 2 is so bad that it had nothing to do with Troll 1. Nothing whatsoever to do with the first Troll movie. See, not tied together whatsoever.
I don't know. I don't know. Well, maybe he didn't have anything to do. I'm looking at it right now, Bob. I don't think he did.
It was definitely directed by Eli Roth.
It was Eli Roth.
It's terrible.
I didn't know that, but now I know. Now I know that.
Yeah, it's bad.
Hated it.
So, Troll 2, I love because it's a meme at this point. Like, I watched it when I was younger. It is. It's terrible. It's terrible acted. The cinematography is awful. It's the lowest of low budget. The ending where, like, the baseball rolls down the stairs and you find out that the goblins have, like, followed them home and they're eating his mom. It's so freaking stupid. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That movie's terrible. But, like, an actual... Because I can name a dozen B horror movies that were terrible.
I'm not putting B movies in there.
But the one that made me the angriest was Halloween Ends. Nope.
Really?
No, it is not. Go back and listen to our review of a little film called Barbarian. Let me tell you, one of the worst movies ever made.
It Comes at Night.
It Comes at Night was bad, but it wasn't actually a horror movie. It wasn't really a horror movie. They packaged it as a horror movie. It was a psychological thing. It wasn't a horror movie, so I don't
think. Basically listed as a horror movie. They did list short it that for way. Horror bowl.
Yeah, it was terrible. But Barbarian, I still cannot for the life of me. I've thought about it since then. I cannot understand why anyone liked that movie. I know you guys didn't hate it.
Oh, wait, you said it. Never mind. Sorry. Okay, this was a fun rant.
God, I hated that movie so much. If you want to hear a real rant about Barbarian, go check out our review. I went on for a bit about how much I hated that movie.
I went on for a bit for The Devil Made Me Do It.
That's true. I think I might have also. If you want to hear rants, go back and check out our other movie.
That was really the only really big rant that I went on was that damn movie because of fucking Lorraine.
It doesn't take much. One thing will set Bob off. One thing is the apocalypse.
Don't get him started on wolves.
That was so stupid.
On what?
Wolves.
That's 100% accurate as well.
Yeah, it is.
Bob takes his wolves very seriously.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp. No.
Lloyd.
All right. Thank you guys for watching. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you didn't shut it off a minute in.
During our intro.
If you did, I don't think it was my fault because I was very polite.
You were very polite.
I was polite.
You were very polite. To be fair, they've been turning off at about 45 seconds. So if you made it to a minute, thank you.
Yeah.
Granted, if you're listening now, you made it well past the minute, and we love you very much.
Please
let us know your address. Ian will come and give you a hug and a kiss.
Yeah.
Personally. we appreciate you sticking with us on this journey. If you're even fucking here, I don't even know if we need an outro at this point because you're not listening anyway to this dog shit, but that's okay. If you stuck around, we appreciate it.
Great conversation.
So, with that being said, as always, we appreciate you being here. Join us next week for us to talk about The Exorcist and how we feel don't about the franchise.
What you thought that movie was at the beginning. Don't forget that. Because I've spoken. Kelly Robinson has spoken.
We're the Silver Screen Scoundrels. As always, so long. Good night.
Bye, everybody.